Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The former FBI director, James Comey, has been indicted on charges of making false statements and obstruction. President Trump fired Mr. Comey in 2017, early in his first term in office. Our North America correspondent David Willis reports.
James Comey becomes the first former FBI director to be indicted for a crime. It's thought the charges against him relate to testimony he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2020. Addressing Republican criticism of the FBI investigation into Russian election interference, Mr. Comey denied authorizing the disclosure of sensitive information to the media. Donald Trump has been a fierce critic of James Comey and at the weekend called once again for the former FBI leader's prosecution.
President Trump has signed an executive order that will hand TikTok's US operations to a group of investors. It's still not clear how much the investors will pay ByteDance. Here's our North America technology correspondent, Lily Jamali.
A law passed last year required TikTok to be banned in the U.S. if it wasn't sold to an American buyer. Mr. Trump has repeatedly extended a deadline to comply. On Thursday, he said tech giant Oracle, which is chaired by close Trump ally Larry Ellison, would be among the American investors. He added that entrepreneurs Rupert Murdoch and Michael Dell were also involved in a plan that values TikTok at $14 billion. Vice President J.D. Vance said more details about the investor consortium would be revealed in the coming days.
President Trump has said he could soon lift sanctions on Turkey and allow it to buy US F-35 fighter jets. He was speaking in the Oval Office alongside the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who was making his first visit to Washington in 6 years.
We're going to be discussing the Patriot system, which is the best system. We'll discuss that. We're going to discuss the F-35. We'll be discussing all of the things that you know about and that some of that you mentioned. And I think he'll be successful with buying the things he'd like to buy. Certain other things he needed, as you know, and I'm going to see to it that we get that to him. He needs certain things, and we need certain things. And we're going to come to a conclusion. You'll know by the end of the day.
President Trump has said he will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Speaking to journalists in the White House, he said it's not going to happen. Some right-wing members of the Israeli government have called for Israel to extend its sovereignty over the area in response to the recent recognition of a Palestinian state by Britain and other countries. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed not to allow a Palestinian state, which Israel considers a fundamental threat to its security. The West Bank would be the main territory of a Palestinian state. BBC News. Chinese and British scientists say new research on a 1-million-year-old skull totally changes ideas about how humans evolved. An analysis of the fossil, which was found in central China, suggests our species may have begun to emerge 500,000 years earlier than currently thought. The researchers believe the skull belonged to a type of human that existed alongside primitive versions of Neanderthals and Homo sapiens in Asia. A senior Danish politician says he's sure Russia is to blame for recent incidences in which drones forced the closure of airports in Denmark. The head of the Defence Committee at the Danish Parliament, Rasmus Jarlov, said Western countries should respond proportionately to Moscow, but he did not give details. Police in Kenya say they've arrested two teenagers over the desecration of the national flag during a football match on Saturday between a Kenyan team and Mogadishu FC from Somalia. Andrew Ocheng reports.
While the Kenyan team won the match played in the capital, Nairobi, the local fans did not seem happy with the behaviour of some of their opponent's supporters. Some expressed outrage over online videos which appeared to show several boys, believed to be fans of the Mogadishu team, grabbing the Kenyan flag from a Kenyan supporter and throwing it to the ground, kicking the flag and making other obscene gestures with it. On Wednesday, Somalia's ambassador in Nairobi apologized for the incident. However, he was also condemned for having the Kenyan flag upside down during his news briefing.
One of the world's biggest celebrations of pop culture, the San Diego Comic-Con, has got underway, but the first time in history, not in the United States. This week's event, celebrating all things fantasy, sci-fi and superheroes, is taking place in the Spanish city of Malaga. The four-day convention will feature blockbuster film screenings, panel discussions and thousands of fans dressed as their favourite characters. That's the latest. BBC News.